Shoe storage can look a little messy when you have young children, and it's usually because kids are always on the move and there's no set place they think of as the spot where they put on and take off their shoes. They tend to dump their shoes wherever they happen to take them off because they're focused on whatever they're about to do next. Kids also grow out of shoe sizes really quickly in their first 10 years, so it's not unusual to have lots of shoes in different sizes and lose track of which ones actually fit and get worn regularly. And we get given shoes as hand-me-downs from well-meaning friends and family, and while it's a thoughtful idea that does save money, we have to store the shoes somewhere while we're waiting for our kids to grow into them. Messy shoes make the house look more cluttered than it really is, and it's hard to relax when we're tripping over random shoes or spending way too long looking for them when we're in a hurry in the morning. So here are my favourite tips to help you keep your shoes tidy. Set a designated shoe spot. Choose a hallway, an entryway, or a cupboard that is specifically for shoes so that everyone can find them easily when they need them. Shelves, shoe racks, or baskets are all great ways to neatly organize shoes, but choose one that you think your family will find the easiest to manage. It's totally fine to just line them up against a wall at the back door if you like, as long as they have a spot where they live. Pack away seasonal or special occasion shoes. If you have a lot of shoes, just keep the ones out that you regularly wear and pack the good ones for special occasions or the ones for other seasons into boxes with lids and pop them in the garage. You'll free up space and reduce clutter, and this will make it easier to find and look after the shoes that you need right now. Have shoe-free spaces in your home. It could be no shoes inside or no shoes in the bedrooms, whatever works for your family. Having shoe-free spaces can really reduce the amount of dirt that accumulates in your home. Pop a sign up at your front door for guests, or make it a family rule that shoes are taken off before entering those spaces. Check your alternative storage options. Over-the-door shoe organizers, hanging shoe storage bags, ottomans, underbed storage containers, all of these can help optimize however much space you have. So pick the one that you think will work best in your home and give it a go. Regularly sort and donate. I like to go through our shoes about twice a year and donate any that are too small or I find people just aren't really wearing very much. I hope you found these tips helpful. If you're ready for next steps in organizing your home and life the simple way, you might want to check out my popular House and Family Binder. It's a simple set of prints to help you get your home and life organized, especially when you have young children. I'll leave a link in the show notes so you can check it out, and I'll see you in the next episode.